Joe crack the dawn. Alrighty, boys. First up in Hey Joe from Nick on Twitter. Hey Joe, so what was it Meatloaf wouldn't do for love?
You know, I forgot. I'm going to have to, let me pull up the lyrics. Yeah, RIP Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Bat out of hell. This is me showing my age. The original Bat Out of Hell album cover does not go with the music that's on Bat Out of Hell, right? It's one of those, you could do an entire, and I'm sure this exists on the internet, like album covers that don't exactly match the vibe of the actual music on the album, if that makes sense. If you looked at the Bat Out of Hell album cover, right, with this imagery of a guy on a motorcycle shooting out of a grave with, you know, like the devil in the background, what would you think that music is, Joe?
Heavy metal.
Instead, it was this theatric, you know, show toony type stuff. Then he comes out with Bat Out of Hell 2, which gave us the huge hit, you know, I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. And all right, so I pulled up the lyrics. So you gotta go all the way. Let's hold on a second. Will you make some magic with your own two hands? Can you build an emerald city with these grains of sand? Can you give me something I can take home? Now I can do that. Oh, I can do that. Will you cater to every fantasy I got? Will you hose me down with holy water if I get too hot? That's interesting. Will you take me places I've never known? I can do that. I can do that. All right, so here we go. After a while, you'll forget everything as a brief interlude and a midsummer night's fling. Then you'll see that it's time to move on. I won't do that. I know the territory. I've been around. It'll all turn to dust and we'll all fall down. Sooner or later, you'll be screwing around. No, I won't do that. So there you go. There's the end of the song from Meatloaf. I would do anything for love. So there you go.
And now we know.
Big Meatloaf fan, Joe?
I'm not going to lie to you, man.
Paradise. Oh, so now you are being... It's okay.
No. I'm trying to figure out why. I mean, I graduated from high school in 1993.
Yeah.
And this Paradise by the Dashboard Light was played at every high school dance I ever went to. Yeah. And we all totally got into it. Like,
yeah.
You know, one of your female friends sang the girl part, then you sang the Meatloaf part. And
yeah.
I'm trying to figure that out. Why in 1991, 90, 91, 92, that was a thing?
I mean, there's always, for instance, stuff always, if it's a fun tune
so it was
to 70s, sing back
so
and
it was
forth,
nostalgia, right?
Well, it's always going to be nostalgic, but there are certain things that are always going to be fun to listen to and go back and forth. Like when I was in high school, there was a subset of people that were all into Grease, right?
Yeah.
And they would sing, yes. They would sing Grease tunes all the time. And then we went through a phase where Journey saw a resurgence because of, what was it, Glee?
Yes.
They we had, what was the, and then of course it showed up on the Sopranos too.
I want to know if this is a love song now.
What?
Because I'm praying for love. The Paradise by the Dashboard.
I'm praying
for the end of time. Man, what were we doing? What's going on, Meatloaf? And then Meatloaf was... Nah.
Anyway,
2 out of 3 is actually my favorite Meatloaf song.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
That is a great song. And he was great in Fight Club as well. I mean, I know a lot of people will talk about Rocky Horror Picture Show, obviously, but he was also really, really good in Fight Club. All right, next up.
We don't talk about Fight Club.
That's right, we don't talk about Fight Club.
Come on. Next up from Bjorn on Twitter. Hey, Joe, if you flipped the NC State basketball coaches, do their records/success change?
Why?
I don't know.
Why are we doing this?
I didn't
want
to read it.
Why? Okay. This is something that I have picked up on the last couple of weeks, and really goes back to last season, too. But as Wes Moore has done an excellent job with the NC State women's basketball team, there have been variations on, you know, well, why don't the men do this? Or what if Wes were the coach of the men? Or like I saw, what was the one that I got today that that annoyed me, and I wasn't trying to single out the tweet itself. It was just more along the lines of like, you know, you guys can be happy about having a really good women's basketball team without using it as a way to cut down on the men's basketball team. And just like, just be happy. Like, just be happy you got this team that's really getting it done, and they've been a lot of fun to watch. But essentially, the tweet was, here it goes. Can we revisit referring to PAC women's basketball as just NC State basketball and putting the gender designation on the men's team? Like, I see what y'all are doing there, and you think you're being cute with it, but that ain't the move. Like, you can, using the success of the women's basketball team to cut down on Keats' squad, completely devoid of context regarding how each sport operates now, I mean, that ain't the move, guys. Like, just enjoy the success on the women's side and not use it as some sort of blunt force instrument to make a point that we already freaking know as it relates to your feelings on the men's basketball side. It's ridiculous.
We don't talk about men's basketball and women's basketball the same way. We don't talk about women's sports in general the same way.
Yeah.
I posited this to the Garner Golf Gambling Group this morning because there are at least Kyle Wiggins is the number one women's basketball fan, NC State women's basketball fan there is. But think about it this way. Diamond Johnson last night was really, really good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She doesn't start. She doesn't play as much as Raina Perez either. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have more than one guard on the floor at the same time. I get all those things. Do you know how much we would be parsing the usage of Diamond Johnson if it was on the men's team? Like, last night, she was legitimately the best player on the floor in a top five matchup, and it's a great story. That's how we look at women's basketball. We don't critically look at it and say, oh, well, wait, she doesn't start? Oh, wait, she's not normally on the floor? Wait, she doesn't have the ball in her hands? But like, we would be... I'll draw your attention to Kendall Marshall and Larry Drew, too, for an example, if you'd like. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, we lost our minds over that. So, I'm just saying. Sometimes we like to pick and choose, like you said, how we weaponize certain things. Instead of, maybe, and when I say we don't talk about women's sports the same way we talk about men's sports, maybe we have it wrong on men's sports. Maybe we should apply some of those same standards that we do to women's sports to men's sports. Maybe that's part of our fault as well.
The most astute thing you've said about this particular topic, if you watch women's ACC basketball, it's the very basketball.
The players.
Well, it's the very basketball that we all sit here and lament that we miss on the men's side, right? The players are all back. You know who they are. They're veteran teams. You've got built in, like, you know, there's extra spice that happens between State and Carolina because there's a carryover effect with the players that are there.
Duke's good, too.
All
three of them are good.
They're all good. And again, that continuity allows you to get behind these teams. Whereas what you're seeing on the men's side of things throughout college basketball are teams that have no continuity at all. So unless, again, they're not the same sport. And I'm not saying they're not the same sport because women or men. No, that's not what I'm getting at. I'm simply pointing out the way women's college basketball looks, as you pointed out, Julio, looks a hell of a lot like the ACC we missed back in the 80s. And the 90s. But that's never coming back because of the way college basketball works now on the men's side of things, where you have one and dones and transfers and everything else. Not that they're not transfers in women's college basketball, but they're certainly not one and dones. Anyway, next up.
Oh, no.
But again, to crystallize the point, because this does have me fired up, stop using the women's basketball team as a blunt instrument to make points about Kevin Keats. You can make those points about Kevin Keats without bringing up women's basketball as an insult to NC State men's basketball, because that's what you're doing. You're using the women's success as an insult, as though it's an inferior product. Careful how you present it, because that's what it sounds like. Anyway, I'm off my soapbox.
Next up from Daniel on Twitter, this will bring your blood pressure back down. Hey, Joe, maybe. Does Matt Rhule maybe think the offensive coordinator position, the OC, means something else?
No, it's not. No, it's not offense. Clearly, he thinks it's offensive. Yes. It's the offensive coordinator with Ben McAdoo. It's fine. It's whatever. It's what it's what Matt Rhule had to work with, given the situation. So the hiring of Ben McAdoo just ends up being a blip on what will eventually be the end of Matt Rhule's era with the Carolina Panthers.
What if Matt Rhule, what if Ben McAdoo saves the day?
he's gonna turn all that into chicken salad.
He was the last one to get anything out of Odell Beckham Jr., right? And that's where the legend of OBJ began.
This is true. This is true. Wasn't Victor Cruz on that team too?
Yeah. Then we bring the salsa to Charlotte.
Maybe. Maybe. All right. Next up.
All right, boys. Sorry. Last up from Bennett on Twitter. Hey, Joe. Is Matt Rhule putting together the most incompetent coaching staff ever seen?
Do we have a non-Panthers question?
This is what happens when you take real questions. I just want to point out.
I always take real questions. Come on.
Okay. Next up, this is pertinent information.
Enough.
From Will on Twitter. Hey, Joe. Good hills in the triangle to sled down during these snow days?
If we get snow.
Hey,
we're getting snow, right?
We're getting snow.
I don't want you people in my neighborhood, but yeah, I got a lot of them.
Yeah, well, in my neighborhood, what we really need is a good layer of ice on the street. And there's one particular hill over by North Hills Park on the street that you can get some really nice long runs. Now, ideally, conditions would allow me to go out to Dorothea Dix and go down those hills. To me, those are the best hills in Raleigh. You can get really nice long sled runs if you got a flexible flyer.
Sledding's how I ended up with back surgery the first time. So,
oh,
I've hit my past expiration date on being able to sled recreationally.
I used to live in a neighborhood called Lakemont back in the day. And shout out to Lakemont Pool. The Lakemont Pool sits on top of a hill. And if you had a flexible flyer, you could go down the hill from the entry point of the pool, the clubhouse entrance of the pool. Go down a steep hill. You would then straighten out across a basketball court. If you could get enough momentum, you could get across the basketball court into a storm runoff, a concrete storm runoff that acted like a luge, bobsled. And then you could take that in between some houses onto a street. And then the street would take you a little bit further. I took a GoPro back in the day. This was probably 10, 12 years ago when we had one of these major snows.
I think the COVID brain's getting to you. You just gave us like a 28-mile track, man.
It was like a 2-minute run, man. It was like a 2-minute run. I got the video. I could pull up the video to prove it to you.
That song's okay.
Did you?
Because I video my sled runs.
Did you need Bon Jovi to pull you? Like, what? It was like the Iditarod. You just mapped out, like, Nome to Fairbanks.
Well, Mr. Tumnus came and you turned left there.
I take sledding seriously. Clearly. Okay? I take sledding seriously. All right. Congratulations to our grand prize winner.
If you make a left at the bell tower, you're just reading the route of to the Krispy Kreme challenge at this point.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
You get about a mile down this way.
I have a good sled story here in a second.